As an example, I'll often ask my students or tell my students, okay, if you have any questions anytime, you can come to me after class, before class, you can come to my office, you can send me an email, anytime. Any questions? Any you want to talk about anything? About English,
Anytime.
about living in the US or traveling, I've traveled to a lot of different countries. Yeah, maybe you have some question, something. I rarely get any students who come to my office just to talk or, so we put it out there.
And the thing is, again, you put this in comparison with the normal sort of reaction you would expect in America, and you'll get, like, in not just in every year, but in every class, one or two. Maybe they're keeners. Maybe they want to polish the apple. But actually, most of those kids who do ask you questions are just sincerely interested in getting new ideas and to hear what it is that you have to say. And in Japan, it's just, these kids will go, well, there are a lot of reasons why they don't ask. I think the biggest reason is they're just shy. They're literally shy to do so. They will not ask that question if other people are watching them, even if they really want to. So you offer them, well, come to my office. They don't do that either. And so there could be other reasons for that. I don't think it's just disinterest, but to get to my main point, I think that is the bigger part of it. They're not interested. They don't really care. Would you disagree?
No, I agree.
Oh, okay.
And fair enough. Maybe that's the system. This is their time to zone out. What's the word? Depressurize.
Decompress.
Decompress, right? They need that.
They need that. Yeah, they need that, but they've been doing that since the 1980s. Sorry, the bubble burst in 1993. As you know, 22 years ago, Japan is in a completely different place now. And I would have hoped that the universities, at least my image of universities, is to be the pioneer of social change, to be on the cutting edge of guiding society towards whatever new frontiers is on the horizon. And unfortunately, I think most universities are rather conservative that way. And universities are still teaching students, still looking at students, and still telling students the same stories that they were back in, early and mid-80s when life was great.
Well, the story that they're being told now, the students are being told now that if they speak English at a higher level, they're going to get a better job. I mean, to oversimplify it, but right?
You disagree with that or you agree with that?
I agree.
Okay.
on the surface, right? If you speak English well, that will open up doors. It should open up doors, right? And the students know this, but they're not doing the things that will help them achieve that level of English.